business meeting, we passed a motion that the speaker could record their share. I don't know if I'm the first one to do it, but I hope other people will do it in the future. My name is Kevin. I'm a recovering anorexic sex and love addict. I guess as part of my qualification, I'll explain why I started going by Kev. My Eskimo, which is the person that brought me into the cold, was a woman. Big surprise, I'm a straight guy. The only way God was going to get me in these rooms as a self-powered, self-reliant, self-seeking, self-centered, fear-mongering addict was following a woman into the rooms. And she called me Kev. And I liked the sound of it, and I thought it was part of my recovery to have everybody in the rooms call me that. This is really cool. Welcome to all the newcomers. And for those who've been coming for a while, this room right now is kind of like recovery. If you keep coming back and you keep putting work into it and you keep letting other people into your life, room being the metaphor and the meeting and the tradition of like, just there's a flow of like water, river, stay with me for a minute. Like it just, this room was like 10 people hybrid with a podium and a disco ball in the corner over there, struggling to pay rent. And then there's been turnover. And people keep coming back and people keep seeking recovery and practicing the steps. And now it's this beautiful thing that is practicing, you know, all of the steps, but particularly the 12th step, the 11th step. So I'm really grateful. One of my tools of recovery is I'm usually done for the day by now. I'm in my PJs, I've lit some candles, I've lit some incense. I might be talking to someone I told they could call me at 7. And then it's melatonin and magnesium time. I learned from my third sponsor that I had to figure out when I was going to be done for the day. It's just done stressing, done thinking, done being worried, done doing anything about any of the worries. Like, that's it. It's done. On days I go to the gym, that starts at like 4. Once I'm like, okay, it's time to go to the gym, that's really when the done for the day starts. Because I can take that pressure off myself. I can go to a meeting, probably watch too much Netflix. I borrowed a PS5. There's a dog in my apartment. These are temporary tools of recovery. Because I've been in a situationship. Yes, even with 5 years, you still get a situationship. The good news is that prior to coming in these rooms, I would have been acting out with escorts the entire time. This is, it's been really painful. And my never again bottom line is transactional anything with women. If you're new, I'm going to get really honest about what my 5 years looks like in terms of recovery. So if you notice there's some people who come around and they're taking one day chips again and 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 again. I set it took me 4 months to stop paying women for sex. And that was my primary bottom line. Because in December of 2017, I spent more money than I'd ever spent on that. And it was a godless solution to a corrupted, cynical, blaming, resentful thought life around sex and women, and my mother's and my childhood. I was just explaining the steps to my friend, lover. It's blame, what is it? Blame, guilt, and shame. One of the three. It's either self-attack or attacking others. That's just the disease. It's just attack. I'm guilty, or I'm shameful, I'm shaming myself, or I'm blaming other people. Blame, 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 blame. And it was, and of course it was Christmas time, and I just was healing myself, treating my disease with women in a transactional way, and I wanted to stop. So what is a self-reliant, self-powered, I beat heroin by myself, I stopped doing drugs twice, when it was time to stop doing coke, I just stopped doing coke. I'm not going to talk about the two scoops of ice cream I just had, but I haven't had ice cream in a few weeks. I'm not powerless. I had an idea, and an addict with an idea is like a toddler with a knife. And my idea was, I need to get on the dating apps and start look for a relationship and get serious. I'm going to just find a woman, and I'm going to get a girlfriend, and I'm going to stop paying for sex, and that's going to be the deal, right? That's going to be the deal. The solution to my problem is a woman, another woman, just a different type of woman, a different type of relationship. And I met a woman who lived in another city, of course,
right,
who about 3 weeks in said, how tall are you? And I said, I told her my height, and she said, oh, no. I have to date a tall guy. We can still be friends, and you can still come see me, but we'll just be friends. And I challenge accepted. I won't take her inventory. I describe it as, I took the sleeping bag to the outhouse and said, you mind if I sleep here? And then said, what the fuck is that smell? Why does it stink? My sleeping bag. That's where I went. I laid my head there. All thoughts create. I met, for those of you who get into this like spiritual practice, what I believed about women was in front of me. She was a liar. She was a cheater. She was untrustworthy. And she attacked my biggest insecurity. If you're into this stuff, all thoughts create. What I believe will appear in front of me, the things I think or the things I see and feel, there she was. I wanted, that was love. That was what I thought was love. And fortunately, I met my Eskimo around the same time. We were on a train. We were headed to the Women's March, and she blurted out on a train full of people that she was a sex addict and alcoholic. Of course, I was on the train with her. She's beautiful, but I was terrified of her because she was beautiful. So we were just friends. So back to my first 4 months. I started coming in the rooms in October of 2018. Thanks to that person. Qualifier I was able to get rid of. I'm a willful son of a bitch. Fuck her. You lying. Here's the resentment. You lying, narcissistic, sociopathic, C word I won't say because I'm recording it. I can use that nuclear power plant of resentment and blame and fuck you to get rid of a qualifier. But I was still left with the very same feelings I had the year before. So I came in the rooms, and the hardest thing for me to put down was actually the female friends. Female friends, what do you mean? Well, sex over here with women. Women are for sex. Women are for friendship. I had a very meshy, codependent relationship with a lot of women, and the worst feelings of withdrawal were actually before I came in program, when my Eskimo went to Bali and my other codependent female friend went to Hawaii with her boyfriend, and my qualifier was in Jamaica with the boyfriend that I was starting to suspect was real. And I was sitting out front chain smoking cigarettes in front of my apartment in complete withdrawal because I didn't have access to all three of them. So it took me 4 months and a call from West Hollywood Sheriff's Department to leave my Eskimo alone. Because we got in a fight, and then I wanted to fix it. For those who, we all know. We know. We know what that looks like. And the main bottom line I set that I was just done with was paying women for sex. That was the original problem. I had to stop doing that. 5 minutes left? Calling you. It took me another 7 or 8 months to stop texting the escorts, to stop looking at the websites, I probably paid for some pictures. There was a website that became popular right before the pandemic. Women were using to make money and pay their rent. I won't mention it. Those who know what it is, they know what it is. I had to make that a bottom line. I guess men probably use it too, as I see some smirks on the faces of the gay men. They never thought of that. I'm straight. Of course the men are doing the same thing. It's cool. What I'm saying to the newcomers is, look, just find one thing. And when you get rid of that thing, it opens your awareness of yourself. You're able to look at yourself. You're able to experience your feelings more. And then you figure out some other things aren't good. I think like a year into dating, I realized maybe I shouldn't be letting women send me pictures of their bodies before I've met them. Someone I met on a dating app sent me a video of her performing stuff on another guy. And I was like, whoa, okay. And I was a wreck because I didn't look at that stuff anymore. I had eliminated everything. I was like, okay, that's a new bottom line. No more getting all sexual till I've at least had a real conversation with somebody, gone on a date with them. Then I make that a bottom line. Because as I'm able to experience myself and my feelings and who I am and how I feel, I can figure out new things that I just don't want to do anymore because they don't feel good. I chose things that make me feel bad as a solution for things that make me feel bad. I felt bad about paying for sex for women, so I found a woman that made me feel bad. I mean, she made me feel good every once in a while, but it made me feel bad. And I'm, just to get current really fast, I mean, I never talk about God enough, but every morning I wake up and I learn this thing from an AA speaker. I'm not an AA, but I listen to AA because, you know, the disease is the disease. Everybody treats it with something different. It's just whatever I've decided that I'm powerless over, which is affecting all areas of my life. You know, the ice cream doesn't affect all areas of my life. I'm not leaving work early to go get ice cream. I left work early once because of a woman. You know, I pretended to be sick because she wasn't answering her phone and I needed to, you know, be a lunatic. I have to wake up every morning and ask God to show me the miracles he wants me to perform in his name. Every morning. When I wake up in the morning, the disease is there, and I have no distractions. So it's there, and I can see it, and I can look at it, and I can see it because I removed all the other shit that I was doing. And I have to go to the third step prayer, and I have to meditate, and I have to breathe. I don't meditate for 5 minutes. I can barely meditate for 2 minutes. I have to do, like, finger meditation. I just try to get to 10. 10 breaths, in, out. Slow down, pause when agitated, page 86 to 88. And that's really like been my biggest solution since I got involved with this woman who doesn't live in LA. And since July, I've done outreach. I call people. I just want to describe something that happened that really signified the recovery. I had just finished explaining the steps to her, We were having a very intimate, deep conversation about our lives and other people's lives, because we like to take people's inventory. And I went to hug her. She said, "Don't touch me. Stay over there." Old me would have been triggered out of his fucking mind to be rejected in that way. I said, "Oh, wait, you know what? I just had a really sticky, intimate, maybe I need a break too." I got up, said, "I'll be back," went for a walk, called a fellow. Coffee shop was closed, ruined my shoes in the mud. Came back, we were fine. Nothing happened. That, to have that intimacy, to speed bump that rejection, me seeking comfort from her because I felt a little uncomfortable, her saying, "No, I need to be alone," and me not letting it bother me. Didn't bother me. I was just like, "Okay, I need some space too. I'm going to go call this dude." And I called the dude and went for a walk. And I don't know, I just didn't do that before I came in the rooms. It was like, "Let me go look at escorts. Fuck this bitch. I'm going to go down this to the nearby hotel and have sex with somebody else." So I'm really grateful for this program. If you're new, keep coming back. Pick one thing you can stop doing. You don't have to stop all 25 things that you do that you know aren't good for you. Because we're all human beings having a human experience and children of God with whom God is well pleased. Thank you.